Once a month, we like to catch up with the Wyoming Game and Fish. And today, Director Brian Nesvik is joining us live over the phone. Good morning, Director. How are you today?
Well, I'm good, Duke. How are you?
Hey, it's sunny and warm in Wyoming, so we'll take it. We will take it. No, I appreciate you taking some time with us once again with an update. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask was about the grizzly bears. And there was actually a sighting earlier last month in Kemmer, South Lincoln County area in the southern Wyoming range by Naughton Reservoir of a grizzly bear. And that's not a common place to see a grizzly bear. So I wanted to touch base on that and ask, you know, where the grizzlies, and are they expanding their footprint? And, you know, how is the Wyoming Game and Fish tracking the grizzlies, and what's the situation there?
Yeah, so you're right. That's the furthest south in the Wyoming range that we had a known documented observation of a grizzly bear, and we did confirm that observation as a grizzly bear. You know, while that was the first one in the southern Wyoming range, it's really not surprising because of we've been seeing grizzly bear expansion in new places in the state, including the Wyoming range, for the last 20 years. I mean, they're fully recovered, and we've certainly taken the Game and Fish has taken the approach that they're fully recovered, and it's time for the state of Wyoming to manage them. Unfortunately, that's not the case. We're still mainly due to litigation, not for biological reasons. We still don't have management authority for grizzly bears. But what we continue to do is to monitor where they're at and try to keep an idea of their distribution, and then deal with the conflicts that come as a result of grizzly bears expanding into areas where maybe the habitat isn't as suitable as places like, you know, around Yellowstone Park. So anyway, it's definitely a concern. We haven't had a lot of problems with, you know, having bears interacting with people or livestock in the Wyoming range yet, but we do know that, you know, we have had some problems, and we do know that as bears expand and there become more of them, that we'll have more problems.
So with this instance in the Kemmer area, you know, what then happens? Because you mentioned that as you get ready to deal with these types of situations, as the bear is recovered now, so do you just report that, and the feds is expected to take care of it? Is the bear relocated? What's the protocol? What happens there?
Yeah. So what we typically do is you know, if a bear is located in a new place and it's not caused any problems, it hasn't hurt anybody, hasn't killed any livestock, the approach is to monitor the bear. But if they do get into trouble, ultimately the decision is made by the Fish and Wildlife Service, but we make recommendations to relocate or remove from the population bears that are in conflict with humans. This particular bear hasn't been in any conflict that we know of to this point. And for all we know, this bear might even be gone by now. We've had the same kind of experiences in the southern Wind River Range and also east of Cody. We've actually had, last year, we had bears that made it clear out into the desert near Lovell, Wyoming, a sow with two cubs. And those bears were in trouble, and we ultimately remove those bears from the population.
We're with Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, you mentioned how Wyoming would really like to take over management of the bear. What is the latest status on that? Is there anything in motion there, or is it all basically come to a standstill?
Yeah, it's in motion. It's just very slow. When you're talking about federal courts, nothing happens quickly. We made arguments in May, the state of Wyoming, as well as the federal government, made arguments in May in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and now we're just waiting on those judges to make a decision on our arguments. And we're hopeful that, you know, within a few months we hear a decision from the court on whether Wyoming will again have management authority, or whether there'll have to be, you know, a revision of the plan before we can have management authority again. And like I said, we expect that in the next few months.
Again, with Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, let's switch gears here a little bit. Of course, being early July, one of the great things about that is now you're just a few months away from September, October, and it's almost that time of year, at least ticking in closer, and you wanted to touch on licenses this morning.
Yeah, so we just had for those folks that put in for the driver here. You know, you just learned here a couple of weeks ago, whether you drew or not. And one of the things that stands out this year is that, again, despite all of the economic concerns around the country and the pandemic, we've had an increase in interest in the licenses that we have available. So there were more people, both residents and non-residents, that put in for essentially about the same number of licenses. So drawing odds went down, which is the bad news. The good news is people continue to be interested in and care about wildlife. And the reason that's important is that, you know, our Game and Fish does not receive money from the general fund. And so wildlife management in our state is paid for completely on the backs of, or nearly completely on the backs of hunters and anglers. And so, anyway, it's good for the state of Wyoming. It's good for wildlife. And I certainly continue to appreciate all the support we receive from hunters and anglers around the state.
Absolutely. Again, with Director Brian Nesbitt. Director, appreciate your time as always. Anything else you wanted to touch on today?
No, I appreciate it, Duke. And like you said, we're right in the middle of a, seems like a pretty warm summer, but right now we'll take it. So
absolutely. Absolutely. It's all part of the weekday wake up. And Director Brian Nesbitt, Wyoming Game and Fish on the SVI Radio Network.